Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. So pop along anytime. Great menu, great selection of food, and the bar is fantastic as well. Great staff. It's just a great place. We love the place. We're here every day, and sure, why wouldn't we? The White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. If you're in this area, give them a bit of your business and say that the Opinions Matter lads sent you along. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? You may have heard a story that's been circulating over the last while about a call being made on for energy drinks to be banned for a sale to under 16s. Now, the reason that this story is in the news is a leading cardiologist from the Mater Hospital in Dublin has recently said, we have come across two patients who had cardiac arrests after drinking large amounts of energy drinks. They were dead and needed to be shocked back. They had drunk very large amounts of energy drinks. One of the patients in his early 20s and the other in his mid-20s. And there was a direct link in these two deaths between the consumption of these energy drinks and their actual heart attacks. And it raises the whole issue about whether or not there should be a ban on the sale of energy drinks to young people. The Irish Heart Foundation is calling for a ban on energy drinks for all under 18s to protect children's health. The charity is lobbying for improved labelling on energy drinks with appropriate health warnings to be considered, along with restrictions on marketing and price promotions.
Yeah, now, see, I don't agree with this nanny state shite, pardon my French. I don't agree with nanny state stuff. Stop telling parents what they can and cannot allow their children to have. I mean, they did the same a couple of years ago when they were trying to bully supermarkets into taking sweet things off the tills, which is complete bullshit. At the end of the day, stop trying to be a nanny state and let people have the choice.
Okay, because, I don't know about you, but I have the odd energy drink. The odd energy drink if I'm on a long drive and I'm getting tired.
I have a case of Red Bulls in my car, in the boot of my car.
A case?
Well, six of them. And they are basically used for emergency. As happened the other day, I was driving back from Galway, got tired, pulled over, had a kind of Red Bull. Was grand after that.
Yeah, and that's the only time I would ever have one as well, if I'm driving and I'm particularly tired or whatever. However, let's talk about kids. When you hear that two fit and healthy adults
have had... But are we talking about kids now or adults?
Well, I want to talk about the adults first, because their story is about having a heart attack after over-consuming. But the point being that it can have that effect on you. It can...
It can, but everybody knows...
It can literally kill you.
But everybody knows the effect that it has. So if you're stupid enough, it's a natural selection. If you're stupid enough to knock back six cans of Red Bull in a night, then that's your own stupidity. You know what I mean?
Okay, like I said, you're by no means an expert, but the experts are calling for a ban on the sale of energy drinks. The Irish Heart Foundation...
People doing a lot worse than energy drinks.
No, I know there are. I know there are. But at this moment, it is a voluntary ban on sales. So say, for example, if you run a shop, you can decide yourself not to sell energy drinks to under 18s.
Yep.
But there's no law saying that you can't sell them to under 18s. So the question is, should there be a ban on the sale of energy drinks to under 18s?
No, it's up to
the
parents.
The Irish Heart Foundation, these are the experts, Jeremy.
Oh, yes.
They are saying that it is to protect children's health.
I'm at the, okay.
Do we not want to do that?
Yeah, so what's next then? And this is something I do myself in my own home, but I don't agree with nanny staging it. You know, is the Irish Heart Foundation going to limit the amount of Easter eggs that parents give to their kids at Easter. Now, we do limit it, but my belief has always been, if you want to be a bad parent, and I only saw one there on Saturday outside my local Spar, a kid in a pram, the kid was about 3 years of age in the pram drinking a can of Fanta Orange. Now, and it was full sugar Fanta Orange. Now, I find that disgusting.
And yet you don't want to see a ban on the sale of energy drinks for kids?
I find it a bit scummy as well. But at the end of the day...
Okay, do you accept that these energy drinks can be harmful?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not stupid.
Okay, so why would you want to sell something harmful to kids?
We sell stuff that... Okay, a packet of Jelly Tots is harmful as well, the amount of sugar that's in it. There's lots of things that are harmful to kids.
You believe a 14-year-old should be able to legally... Well, they are.
I don't believe in nanny statism. And in the same way that I don't believe when my son's school sends out emails saying they can't bring treats into school because...
Okay, so we let kids buy alcohol then at 13 and 14.
But we have a law against that.
I'm saying that the sale of energy drinks needs to be linked to alcohol.
The point I'm making, if you're listening to me, as with schools, a school shouldn't have the right to tell you that you can pack a snack wafer in your kid's lunchbox because it's unhealthy. We don't need to be dictated to by the government or by schools to tell us what's healthy and unhealthy.
Okay, do you think that it is okay for a 14-year-old to walk into a shop and buy a can of Red Bull or Monster or whatever?
Well, it's down to the parents. If the parents are...
No, but if they're coming home from school. Daddy aren't around.
If the parents are stupid enough...
This has nothing to do with the parents. At this moment, it is perfectly legal for a 14-year-old to walk in and buy a can of Red Bull. Do you think that's okay?
Do I think it's okay?
Yep.
Ideally not, but again, nanny state.
So it's okay for 14-year-olds to drink Red Bull?
My kids wouldn't be having it. I'm just saying, at the risk of repeating myself, nanny state. And I know a lot of you are pissed off about this, and if you are pissed off about it, first of all, have the balls to that person sending me nasty messages, have the balls to come on and actually say it to my face, rather than hiding behind your keyboard for a start. I'd have a bit more respect for you. And second of all, if you believe in nanny statism, then if you believe that you should be treated with kid gloves, if you believe that, when you go up to get your next McDonald's, that there's a government official standing in front of you going, "Now, sir, you've had two Big Macs already this week. Do you realise that three Big Macs..."
You're being ridiculous.
No, I'm not being ridiculous.
I am just talking about the sale of energy drinks to children, which is legal at present. Do you believe it should be illegal?
Are kids even drinking it to that extent?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Yeah. I don't know.
Our number is 085-825-2626. We put this topic up on our Facebook page before we started recording today's podcast. And a message came in from a lady who said we rang her back and she wasn't available to talk to us. But she sent us this WhatsApp voice note. Wait till you get a load of this.
We cannot understand the hate towards energy drinks. Okay, they're not vegetables, but like at the end of the day, it's just a bit of sugar. It's not drugs. I think people need to get a bit of a grip. It's a bit of caffeine. It's a bit of sugar. The kids get those two ingredients in lots of other things all the time. My son is doing his junior cert there, and I'm telling you now, he was able to stay up a lot later because of those energy drinks, and he was able to recover from it no problem the next day. Like, he wasn't affected by it in any way. He was absolutely fine, and he told me that he actually didn't know how we would have done the junior cert without them. So I just think people need to like relax a little bit. There's a lot of worse things in this world than a few energy drinks. We were up to a lot worse when we were younger. Get a grip.
What do you make of that message?
I don't know what age you're 15. And
got through his junior cert with energy drinks, basically keeping him awake at night. Do you not think that's disgraceful?
Well, I'll let you know in September when the results come out if he did well in the junior cert or not. No, I'm serious. If it got him through it.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
Hi, guys.
Well, Robbie, you heard that message we played a moment ago. My son used energy drinks to get him through his studying for the junior cert. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that'd be the stealth. Honestly, think that would be the same type of parent who will be on social media saying, "Oh, my son's in hospital. He's had a heart attack or whatever." If the child is that tired, it's not. And I would hazard a guess to say it's not studying. He's probably playing video games till 11, 12, 1 in the morning, or on his phone or whatever, and just not getting to sleep. This is why he's tired. As I said on Facebook earlier, I'm a firm believer. Remove all these fucking warning labels. Stop warning. I agree with Jeremy to a point about nanny state. Now, he did go off on a tangent there. I got talk crap for a while, but generally, remove warning labels. Let the world sort itself out. These are the type of parents whose kids won't make it to adulthood.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is, Robbie, I don't know if you ever drink energy drinks. I do the odd time myself. I would never have an energy drink, for example, after 6 o'clock in the evening because I'd be awake all night. Do you believe that there is any danger to them? When you hear that two men in their 20s have had heart attacks as a result of, now, the overconsumption of them, but do you believe they're dangerous?
Well, yeah, everything is dangerous if you overconsume it. If you drink too much water, you can die. And water's good for you.
Okay, yeah, no, I agree.
If you were like, I remember when it came out, like everyone was drinking this new, what is this new energy drink? What's that? Oh, I'm going to try that. And I thought my heart was going to jump out of my chest and tell me to fuck off. And I won't drink them ever since. I won't even drink vodkas and Red Bulls anymore. I used to, obviously, but I'm getting on a bit now, but I think energy drinks are just, they can be useful. Like as Jeremy said, he uses them when he's driving. Now, I don't agree with that, but if it works.
Yeah, that's the only time I ever use them as well, if I'm on a long drive.
That'd be what, one can,
literally
maybe
one.
Once a week.
Literally one,
once
yeah.
Once a week, once a month.
But let me ask you though, Robbie, do you believe that there should be a ban on the sale of energy drinks to under 18s?
Why though? Why should it? You can't just
because
ask
of the dangers.
No, you can't just ask Robbie a question.
Jeremy. Why do we have a ban on the sale of alcohol to minors? Why can't they not just walk in and buy you?
Because alcohol is a mood changing drug. High energy drinks aren't.
No, they don't change your mood.
No,
but they can change your heart rate and kill you. I mean, seriously.
No, it's more the adverse effects that the alcohol does to, the way your body behaves.
Okay, but should be a ban on the sale to kids?
No.
No.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't ban these things. Because if you ban something...
No, we're not talking about banning them. No, we're not talking about banning them. We're talking about banning them for sale to under 18s. Well,
that's what I meant. If you ban the sale of it, they'll want them more. It's like, oh, this is, it's forbidden fruit, must have it. And you'll have, whereas currently you have kids outside of a shop saying, "Hey, mister, go in the shop, get me smokes, will you? Hey, mister, go in the shop, get me a can of Monster, will you?"
So you don't believe in banning something that we know is dangerous.
And whose job is it to teach the kids that it's dangerous?
Obviously the parents, but in a lot of cases... In a lot of cases, the parents wouldn't even know because young people are able to legally walk into a shop and buy it.
Well, okay, yeah, but if they're buying it every single day, signs will develop. The child comes home after school and they're bouncing off the walls. Are the parents so disinterested in their children, they can't tell when they're hyper as fuck at that age?
I don't know.
Or they're not going to sleep till 1 or 2 in the morning.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is you don't see a need to ban energy drinks for sale to under 18s.
What's your obsession with ban?
I'm not the one saying by the way. It's the experts
Adrian,
saying
sorry,
this.
As I said earlier on, I'm the type of person who would have warning labels removed off packets of peanuts that say may contain nuts. If you need a warning like that, you don't deserve to live, to be quite honest.
Parents need to educate their kids. So you're saying leave it as it is, let kids walk in off the street and buy energy drinks.
Well, the shops don't want to sell them. That's cool. That's up to the shops to decide.
Yeah.
If all the shops decide to do it, then it's as good as a ban.
In the same way, Robbie, I can put 20 quid on my son's Revolut right now, yeah? Right now, I can put 20 quid on his Revolut and I can send him a message saying, go into McDonald's and buy yourself 3 Big Macs. And he'd easily be able to walk into McDonald's, buy 3 Macs and sit down and eat them in a row. Now, if Adrian's to have his way, the food police should be standing at the door saying, what age are you? Why are you eating Big Macs?
I am talking about energy drinks.
That's a stupid example.
Totally stupid example. We just got this message in. Have a listen to this, lads. My son is having an investigation at the moment for his heart. The first thing they asked was, do you consume energy drinks?
Oh, wow. So the doctor asked the question. So let's...
The fact of the matter is that they're totally concerned. The doctors are saying
you're right. We
need to have a restriction on this.
Right, then, because one doctor asked that question...
Every doctor does when it comes to a heart condition.
Yeah, that's just... But in the same way, Adrian, in the same way, if you go in with chest infection, the first thing a doctor will ask you is, do you smoke? I've never once heard you saying cigarettes should be banned. Why? Oh, because you're a smoker. That's why.
Well, no, I actually do think cigarettes should be banned, but it's a conversation for another day. Dean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dean?
I'm great. How are you, lad?
Good. Not a bother. Thanks, Dean. Well, Dean, should there be a ban on the sale of energy drinks to kids?
Okay. I'm taking this from a different point of view. I'm taking it that if these kids are drinking these energy drinks to be able to get through exams, they're obviously suffering from what is clearly ADHD and undiagnosed ADHD. So they're using other stimulants to actually be able to get their brain to function normally, where if they were diagnosed, they probably wouldn't be hooked on caffeine as a stimulant to keep them moving.
Yeah, no, I take that. Do you see a need for a restriction on the sale of energy drinks to young people, to under 18s?
No, I don't think you can restrict it. I don't think it's not an illegal substance. If that's the case, then you should be allowed to make caffeine illegal.
Yeah, but hang on, nor is alcohol, and that is restricted.
No, I get that, but coffee, you can get a coffee. They're not going to restrict how many cappuccinos you can have, and it's the exact same.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different, and what I mean by that is I don't see many young people wanting to drink coffee, but the energy drinks are marketed in such a way that they are literally targeted at young people.
Yeah, no, that is true. That is true. They are targeted to that younger group, and yeah, look, I don't know if banning it's going to make a difference. They're just going to probably end up using different types of stimulants to get the same kind of buzz they're getting from an energy drink.
Exactly. You need to educate your children into. In other words, you can't stop your children doing drugs. You can't stop them doing high energy drinks. The best you can do is to educate them. But this ban, 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 ban everything. Jesus, I tell you, the school that I went to in primary school had a tuck shop in it. I tried to explain this to my son the other day and his head nearly fell off his shoulder. He couldn't believe it. What's a tuck shop, Daddy? I said it was a shop within the school where
you could buy sweets.
You could buy wham bars, which is literally cocaine. It's literally, you know what I mean? It's the equivalent of giving cocaine. And I said, you know what? There was no fat kids in my school. There was no unhealthy kids. There was no kids dropping dead or anything like that. And at the end of the day, it came down to education that, you know, we were told by our parents, you know, don't have too much. Everything in moderation. Jesus, remember those little bottles of Cadet that we used to drink when we were kids, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How much sugar was in them?
Yeah,
did they kill us?
Let me read a lot of comments coming in on this. Stay there for one second, Dean. On our Instagram, a load of comments coming in on this. 110% they should be banned. They are designed to attract a kid's attention and aren't healthy at all. And another message says, unhealthy parents raise unhealthy children.
Yep, I agree with that.
It's just ignorance from the parents. If you want to follow us on Instagram, we are at Opinions Matter.
If you look at most fat parents, normally the kids are fat as well. And it's because in a household, if parents are fat, it's generally because bad diet they have, and they buy shit. They buy, and you'll see it. I'm a checkout snooper. I'll always snoop.
Snooper.
Yeah, yeah. If I'm at the checkout and I see fat people queuing up, paying for, I always look in the trolley to go, well, it's fucking, they didn't lick that off the tree, because you can see what they're buying. You know what I mean? Buying snowballs, big boxes of snowballs and full fat Coke and all that. And it is true that kids learn things from the parents. Like my kids would never see me drinking a can of Red Bull. Never, 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 ever seen it.
Yet they're in the boot of your car.
Yeah, but they don't see it.
Well, they don't see in the boot of your car.
No, they don't. No, they're hidden.
It's a secret compartment.
No, hidden under the, they're actually hidden under the picnic blankets, believe it or not.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Well, Adrian, how are you getting on?
Good, not a bother, thank you. Well, Jonathan,
how's the bobblehead sitting next to you?
I'm annoyed today over the...
Annoyed over doing something to protect children's health.
I hate nanny.
Annoyed about
that. Run home to your mammy, get a plaster for your feelings, Jeremy.
She's not there today. No, but Jonathan, I hate nanny state. In the same way I objected. Do you remember a few years ago when the Department of Health said you can't open a fast food restaurant within like a mile of a school? Remember that? They were called the no-fry zones. And I just found that absolutely ridiculous. That... They're more or less saying that parents haven't got the cop on not to stop their kids and go to McDonald's every day. Like, Jesus, my primary school was beside McDonald's. Literally, McDonald's in Nookgrove. I went to school next door to it. You literally looked out. You looked out my class window and McDonald's was there. Did we go every day for McDonald's? No. Stop treating us like kids.
Well, just on that note for a second, Jeremy. You know when Jamie Oliver brought McDonald's to court in England?
Did he? What did he bring them to court?
He did, because he was saying about, he was trying to bring the healthy the food into the English schools and all that. Now, do you know what the court come back and said about that case, which was kept very quiet? The court said the McDonald's food was not fit for human consumption.
Oh, Jesus.
So don't mind once or twice, it's just not fit for human consumption. But look, it's still open, you can still go in and buy it. It's not on the packaging.
Okay, let's go back to energy drinks.
We know they're bad for you. They have to be. I've seen a video before where a lad was in his workshop and he was trying to clean down his metal stainless steel top with all the industrial sprays you could get, and it wouldn't work. It'd drop a Monster onto it, and in literally 30 seconds, it was gleaming. Bing, brand new countertop you had. Now, tell me that putting that into your system is a good thing.
No, I mean, you can argue the same thing for products like
Coca-Cola. My kids don't drink it either. I don't, like, it's very, very rarely, and it's only for out somewhere, you know, and it's a tree type thing. They don't sit and guzzle it in the house. It's my waddy in my house and maybe drop a white lemonade. You know, because I see in all the videos for Coke as well, what stuff that can do is just, and again, you're putting it into your system. But as an adult, you do what you want. Again, it goes back to that. And Jeremy, in a sense, in any state, yeah, you're in charge of your children and what they consume. But like Adrian has said, when they're walking out from school and they have money in their pocket, you've no say over there.
Yep, they absolutely. And they can legally walk into a shop. Okay, so do you believe that we need to restrict the sale of energy drinks to young people under 18?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Definitely.
And like Jeremy said, if you want to go and buy it and give it to your kids and be an arsehole about it, that's on you.
And yeah, don't get me wrong, those parents are arseholes. They're, you know, they haven't got a clue. And the same as the mother that gave her kid a can of Club Orange outside of Spar the other day. Fucking
all of it. Like 3 year olds know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. See again, kids going
again, Jeremy, I want you to tell me.
Even with the fruit juice, Adrian.
Yeah.
Even with the juice, you can walk around. You'll see kids that have been drinking it since they're very young, and the teeth are all falling out of their heads.
Jeremy, I want you to give me one reason why we should not restrict the sale of energy drinks to kids.
Because we're not a nanny state. There's always going to be bad parents.
This has nothing to do with parents. I keep saying that.
But Jeremy, for a second, as Adrian said there, look, now you were going on about, you were all for backing health professionals a couple of years ago. Health professionals are telling you your kids shouldn't have this.
And my kids don't have it. My kids won't have it.
But your young fella in a couple of years walking past the shop can go in and buy it. And you think that's okay.
But he can also get a vape.
And like you said, you've kids suffered now with all sorts of things, ADHD, ulcers and...
Sorry, Jeremy, he can't get a vape. You have to be over 18 to buy vapes.
But where are all the kids getting the vapes now?
Same places to get alcohol, but there is at least a restriction on them. You haven't given me a compelling enough reason why not to restrict the sale of energy drinks. I'd love to hear from anybody who's had a very bad experience with after consuming an energy drink. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to 085-825-2626. We got this message in just a while ago from a guy who did have an issue or does have an issue with energy drinks.
How's it going, lads? In my opinion, I think it should be banned. We've been drinking 3 cans of Monster, I'd say, a day for the past maybe 2.5-3 years, and stomach's in a heap. Wouldn't recommend it, to be honest with you. But, you know, each to their own, boys.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lola?
Hi, guys. How are you guys today?
Good, thanks. Not a bother. Thank you. Do you think we should restrict the sale of energy drinks to from under 18? Stop them buying them?
I'm a mixed opinion. I think that, like, within moderation, I think it was Dean who was on. I think they're bad, to be honest with you. But my opinion is basically energy drinks can suit some people. They can suit other people. I've got ADHD myself. And ADHD means that you have to make special dopamine in your brain. But if someone who's got undiagnosed ADHD starts drinking them all the time, it becomes addiction. But it also can affect your heart because they do stimulate. When you're doing junior cert, I have a daughter who's done junior cert, leaving cert, all that kind of stuff. If she had an energy drink, I wouldn't have an issue with it. But I definitely would have an issue if she was buying them every day. I think they should definitely be restricted. It's kind of like, you know, when these cool things when you're younger, look, I've got a Red Bull, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like then the other end of it is like, oh, like all these dates are marketed for kids, like different colours, all this kind of thing. What was that other drink that came out?
Prime.
I don't know the other one.
Prime.
Like all this stuff, it's just kind of like showcasing. It doesn't mean it's healthy. But like, if someone has an energy drink and they're able to deal with it and they're doing it with juniors and they're not abusing it, so be it. What Dean said about like ADHD and stuff, that if someone has ADHD, it will become addicted to it because it creates dopamine in the brain. And dopamine is a natural stimulant. So a normal person has a stimulant. Unfortunately, someone with ADHD doesn't. So they're creating a total addiction. But that addiction to the stimulant isn't good for your heart unless it's done in a medical environment, not by Red Bull.
Okay, so like you said, everything in moderation is fine. But we've heard of people literally having heart attacks because they overconsumed energy drinks. Why would you want to make that available to children?
I actually agree with you. I will actually take that on board, and I would say I would actually go with I would put a ban on it.
Okay, restrict the sale from under 18s. In other words, make it illegal for under 18s to buy it. Okay, stay there for 1 second. We just got this WhatsApp voice note from Steve.
People are going to be hysterical on the phone there about fizzy drinks. You know, hysteria. Let's get a grip of what this actually is. The fizzy drinks, right? They're not going to kill anybody, child or adult. They're no harm whatsoever to kids. My son is 11 years of age. He plays five-a-side for his school football team. Sometimes he's a bit knackered. I'll give him a can, give him a pep. You said it yourself. Gives you a little pep, gives him a bit of energy, and he plays like a trooper for the next 90 minutes. So, I mean, I don't see any problem with that. What's the difference between giving him that and a can of Coke? I don't see any difference.
It's not the same thing.
That's the argument that I've been making, Adrian, is that you... Some parents are stupid, okay? Some parents are stupid, and some parents aren't stupid. So why ban something just for the parents like that who are stupid? And I'm never going to give my kids or allow my kids to have a high-energy drink, yeah? So should I have to suffer?
But you're missing the whole point of this conversation. You're saying you won't allow your kids to have an energy drink. In 5 years' time, your son will be walking home from school on his own when he's 14, he can walk into a shop and buy these.
Lola, are you still there? Let me ask you a question as well. Do you think chocolate bars should be banned from shop counters?
No, but I think they should be in moderation. Sugar and stuff like that. But I'm going to have to leave very shortly from leaving. But what I want to say about the energy drink, an 11-year-old should not be taking energy drinks by any means.
Well, there's another message here. Listen to this for a second, and this is even worse. And this is from a woman who doesn't want to be recognised because her friend goes on to show. Hey guys, don't say my name, but I have a friend who brings their 6-year-old to my house, and he has a can of Monster in his hand every time he's here. I was flabbergasted. So again, that's a stupid is a stupid does. Stupid parents will always be stupid.
Yeah, but you know, they can be very stupid, but you know what's going to happen in the long term? Their body's going to become dependent on your heart on this, and you're actually causing them harm. It mightn't happen just now, but later on it will happen.
Okay, so again, listening to a parent like that, you believe we should have a ban on the sale of energy drinks to kids. And again, Jeremy, as somebody who regularly portrays yourself as parent of the year, you think it's okay.
I am.
You think it's okay for Luke in a couple of years' time to walk in and buy a Red Bull?
He won't be.
How do you know?
Because he won't.
You're going to be holding his hand every day.
You know the dangers of it. Whatever. The same way he won't be doing cocaine when he's 18 or 19 or 20.
You hope.
I know.
You hope.
I know.
Samantha, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, guys. How are you all doing?
Good, thanks, Samantha. Well, what's your view on this?
I'm in shock that people are allowing their children to drink this rubbish. And I can't believe that man that's after being on there is saying he allows his child to drink it before a match or something like that, that he needs a little prep, like he needs something for energy. Surely to God, the child is being fed properly and, you know, he has a sleep pattern and that's where his energy will come from. Not from this sugary rubbish that's being sold quite easily to children. I just think it's awful.
And when you hear people like Jeremy saying, we don't want nanny state, kids should be allowed to walk in off the street and buy it. And that's what you're saying, Jeremy, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I don't believe in nanny state. I don't believe in the same way, if you listen to a podcast from 3 years ago or 4 years ago about no fry zones, I thought that was bullshit as well. Again, my school, at the risk of repeating myself, there was a McDonald's across the road. There was a chipper 500 yards down the road the other way. I didn't once go to a chipper when I was a kid in school, even though there was chippers there. So stop treating us like we're fucking idiots.
I have to agree with him. I have to say, I think it's up to the parents to do their job properly.
But again, Samantha, yes, you can teach your kids all they want, but these energy drinks are marketed towards kids.
No, they're not marketed.
Yes, they are.
They're marketed towards
kids. I know what you're saying.
They are.
I know what you're saying, that they're marketed, there's nothing taste off them, the whole lot, yes. And that's what's bringing the kids to them. But what I do want to say is they're so dangerous. They're full of caffeine. They're full of sugar. They're so bad in so many ways to the kids. And the lazy parents that are saying, yeah, give them a Canada. Why not buy them a banana instead? Why not give them some proper dinner? Why not take the time to cook and look after the child?
Again, I agree with all that, but we can't start telling parents how they should feed their kids. Because by that reckoning, if I'm in the supermarket later on and there's a trolley in front of me and there's a mother and a kid there and the mother has a packet of waffles and a packet of fish fingers in the trolley and that's what she's giving her kid for dinner, who am I to turn around and say to her, by the way, would you ever cook a wholesome meal for your kid? Your kid's going to be fat and rolling around the park. Like,
look, every parent is doing the best they can, right, under the circumstances they're in, right? But we do have a little group of people that will just give their kids whatever they want, when they want, for the sake of peace, for the sake of laziness that the parent is. But there are parents out there that might learn from listening to you today, lads.
Absolutely. The bottom line is that even if there is a ban on the sale of high energy drinks to kids, that doesn't stop irresponsible parents still giving it to their kids if that's what they want to do. But do you believe that we should have a ban on the sale of it to kids?
Absolutely. To kids, yeah, absolutely I do. Come here, lads. I have a young fella that used to love the Monster drinks. He's 24 now. He's not even living in the country. And he knows not to let me see him with a can of any of that crap in his hand because it's just so bad for him. But he's making that choice now as an adult to drink it, sadly. But, like, he definitely wouldn't have been walking around our house or in around us with cans of Red Bull or that Monster drink. And I think it's important to ban it. Especially till a certain age.
Okay, so you think it's reasonable to ban the sale to under 18s?
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the bullshit then that comes in. Have a look in this message. Can you please play that message from the mother? Because I was on the phone and only caught a bit of it. Well, now wait for this. But I think she said she lets her 12-year-old drink Monster. I don't even know what age she is because that message was age old. If that is the case, the police need to be called on her ASAP from Valerie. Yes, Valerie, let's have the Monster police. That's what we'll call them. We'll have the Monster police out and they'll be going around with the Monster logo on their jackets and they will be arresting parents for letting their kids have high energy drinks. That's where we're at.
I know, but isn't it so frustrating to see that, though? Isn't it so frustrating? I mean, it's the same parent that will have Coca-Cola in a baby's bottle or sugary tea in a baby's bottle.
I've never heard of that now.
The same parents.
Sorry, do people give their kids Coke?
I've seen that myself.
What?
Yeah. Yes, it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
The message that lady is referring to is the message we played at the start of the show. I'll play it again from a woman, and she's talking about her son doing his junior cert, which you don't do at the age of 12. But have a listen to this.
What age are you when you do it?
About 15 when you're doing your junior cert. Have a listen to her message.
Absolutely cannot understand the hate towards energy drinks. Okay, they're not vegetables, but like at the end of the day, it's just a bit of sugar. It's not drugs. I think people need to get a bit of a grip. It's a bit of caffeine. It's a bit of sugar. Kids get those two ingredients in lots of other things all the time. My son is doing his junior cert there, and I'm telling you now, he was able to stay up a lot later because of those energy drinks, and he was able to recover from it no problem the next day. Like, he wasn't affected by it in any way. He was absolutely fine, and he told me that he actually didn't know how we would have done the junior cert without them. So I just think people need to like relax a little bit. There's a lot of worse things in this world than a few energy drinks. We were up to a lot worse when we were younger. Get a grip.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, there's a huge reaction to the conversation that we're having on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, and that is about high energy drinks and whether or not there should be a ban on high energy drinks. This is Eddie.
Jeremy, in an ideal world, we wouldn't have to be a nanny state, but there's too many fucking irresponsible parents out there, and they will willingly go in the shop and buy their fucking 6 and 7 year old a can of fucking Red Bull or a can of Monster. And like the cardiologist said, there's fucking links to it. I mean, there's a well-known DJ that you know, talk show host, and he lives on the stuff. He's about 4 or 5 cans a day. A friend of mine has a fucking stent in her heart, and she drinks 3 cans of that Monster a day. It's fucking vile, honestly. And people, this is the problem. You can't leave people to fucking self-regulate because they're not responsible enough. So the government have to step in. So a ban on anyone under 18 would be good for everyone's health. Cheers.
All right, Eddie, thanks very much indeed. And Darren.
What's the crack, lads? You haven't mentioned the dentist aspect and the teeth. My dentist said the amount of like 6, 7 year olds coming in needing fillings because their teeth are red, rotten from eating shite.
Yeah, but we didn't actually mention the dental aspect of this conversation, Darren. You're dead right. I can't understand how so many people are saying not to ban the sale of energy drinks to under 18s. I can't understand it for the life of me. I mean, I'm particularly surprised at Jeremy and Jeremy's attitude to this. I really am.
I'm not a parent of the year. I've literally said nothing.
You've said you don't want nanny state and you don't want the sale banned.
Yeah. I just want parents to be less stupid, basically.
Parents have no control over their young people walking home from school.
And you're all going to say, no, this is a stupid analogy. I don't care. Because at least I'm coming up with an argument here. It's the same in my estate. Half of the kids that go around my estate on bikes, yeah? I'm talking the same age as my son, pre-teens. About half to three quarters of the kids going around my estate on the bikes don't wear a helmet. Okay? That is the most stupid thing you can allow your child to do. Yeah? That is fuckwit parenting 101. Mm-hmm. Correct? Would you agree?
No argument, yeah.
Yeah? Any parent that lets their kid out on a bike without a helmet on is a fuckwit. Yeah? So, you don't hear me calling for a ban on bikes, do you?
No, but
why am I calling for a ban on bikes? And why aren't you shouting it from the rooftops?
But you should. Kids are meant to have their helmets on.
Why aren't you shouting it from the rooftops, ban? And no, Dave, you'll just see that it's a stupid analogy. No, it's not a stupid analogy, Dave. And it's not my fault that you can't comprehend the analogy. The analogy is you're always going to have stupid parents. So we can't keep banning things to allow for the 20% of fuckwit parents that are ruining it for the rest of us. Why don't we ban bikes? Why aren't we banning bikes? 3/4 of the kids in my estate are literally going around without helmets. Why aren't we banning bikes? Why aren't we banning?
It's not a silly analogy.
No, it's not a silly analogy.
Let me go to Angela. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi. I'd love to know what we were doing was worse than drinking high energy drinks back in my day, because we didn't have them.
We did have full fat Coke and stuff like that, which people used to drink to come out their ears.
Yeah, but come on, that's it. Like, it's not a high energy drink, you know. And plus, I mean, Coke and Fanta, all of those weren't as readily available as they are now. You know, it wouldn't have cost. Like, we wouldn't walk into a shop and buy a bottle of Coke years ago. Not when I was that young anyway, we wouldn't.
Well, Jesus, I would.
You know, but no, I don't remember ever being, you know, this high energy drink. Actually, the worst one back then was Lucozade. Do you remember when it was in that plastic orange wrapper, the glass bottle in that plastic orange wrapper? That was the only thing you could really buy back then. But, stupid analogy, by the way, about the helmet and the bike. I mean, like, us not having...
No, it's not a stupid analogy, because it's the old argument... I feel like I'm pissing against the wind here. It's the old argument, Angela, about having to make rules for the 10% of the population that are fuckwits. That's what it's all about. That's
no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Jeremy, listen to me. We've put so many laws.
No, I won't be listening to you. I won't listen to you and be dictated to you, because we've put so many rules and laws in place because 10% of the population don't know how to behave like responsible adults.
You're not listening to the point. You're not listening to the point of this conversation. The point of this conversation is children 13 and 14 can walk into a shop without mammy and daddy around and buy high energy drinks. So they can consume those high energy drinks perfectly legally without mammy and daddy knowing anything about it.
Sorry, Angela, what did you want to say? Sorry.
And Jeremy, can I just say, right? My father is 77. He's a cyclist all his life. We grew up on bikes. We never had helmets back then, right? We never had helmets. So yes, it is clear, it is amazing that kids have to wear helmets now, but if they don't, it's not, I never fell off my bike like that. I never cracked my skull open. How many kids have died from falling off their bike? So that's a stupid analogy.
Okay, how many?
But what I'm saying
is, how many times have you gone through the windscreen of your car?
I don't wear a helmet.
No. When you're driving, you drive, don't you?
Yeah.
How many times have you gone through the windscreen of your car in a crash?
I have big boobs. The doctor told me in two crashes that's what they
Never. But you still wear a seatbelt. It's called the
that's because of the law.
It's because
Here, most people wear the seatbelt because of the law.
No, well, even if it wasn't the law, you'd still wear a seatbelt.
No,
you would.
I wouldn't. I'd find them a pain in the arse.
No, not necessarily. These, it took me ages to get used to having to put it.
Yeah, the only reason I put mine on is because the bloody beeper in the car drives me insane.
That beeper and the points if guards pull you over, and it's law. But I do. The one thing I do agree with is I have to say, seeing kids at the age of 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, up to 18 drinking energy drinks is sick. It's absolutely disgusting.
Now, Jeremy doesn't see a problem with it. Let them walk into the shop and buy them.
No, they don't need them. What would a 10-year-old need an energy drink for? What?
I got this message in a moment.
Are you trying to run them ragged?
Yeah, I got this message in a minute ago. I got this message in a minute ago, and this just says it all. When I worked in my local GAA club in the shop, I wouldn't sell energy drinks to kids under 15. I had many, I'd many disagreements with parents over it.
Yeah.
So in other words, she said to a child, "No, I'm not selling you that." And mammy came in, "Sell him that."
But it's the same way, Angela. I can bring my young fella up to a game shop now this afternoon. Yeah. And I can buy. I can walk in with him, and I can buy him an over 18s game.
No. Yeah, but he can't. Yeah.
No,
he can't.
No, he can't.
He's restricted.
No, but
so why would you not want to do the exact same thing where it comes to energy drinks?
You
make no sense at all. Honestly,
an energy drink is going to affect a child more than a game.
Yeah,
it is.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, the bottom line is the medical experts, Jeremy, whether you like this or not, are calling for a ban on the sale of high energy drinks to under 18. So it's as simple as that. Let me bring in Darren once again. Oh, sorry, Darren is back on to us one more time.
I actually think that's one of your better analogies, to be quite honest. It's the very same. It's the very same principle. And I actually know of a couple here in Kakok. A young lad last year fell off his bike at the train station and hit his head and he died instantly. So, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Your analogy was good, according to...
My analogies are brilliant. Every single analogy I come up with...
is brilliant.
They annoy people on my analogies.
Yeah, you know, everything about you annoys people.
No, but...
You've annoyed me today because you've made absolutely zero sense as to... whether or not we should ban the sale. You're saying that you shouldn't ban the sale to kids just makes no sense to me.
What I'm saying is just educate. It's a bigger problem. The bigger problem is vaping at the moment. And it's a conversation for another episode.
Again, they're restricted from the sale of for kids. Here, I just want to bring in one final voice note from our own Katie.
Yeah, Jeremy with his ridiculous arguments again. I'm going to say one thing here, and it's kind of going to... hand him back his ass. Jeremy's the same person who said that he doesn't give kids sweets at Halloween when they come trick-or-treat, and he gives them like little party bags with crayons and colouring books and sketch pads.
Correct.
Or whatever. Won't give them treats because they get too much sugar. But yeah, they should be able to go in and get it if they want to. But you're making that decision for the parents then that they shouldn't be eating sugar, no? You absolute twat.
On that note, thank you for listening to Opinions Matter today. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon and you'll get a notification of our next episode.